Petersburg's Borough Assembly this week passed a borough-wide extension of the transient room tax in its second reading. The 4% tax has long been levied on hotel rooms and other traveler accommodations within the former city limits. The ordinance applies to the broader borough area. It has a special provision for lodges and other businesses that provide a package price that includes much more than just accommodations. Only 15% of the package price would be subject to the 4% tax. That change was made in response to a local lodge owner's concerns. However, at least one lodge owner says the levy is still unfair to his business. For the record, Mayor Mark Jensen read a letter he received from Frank Stelmach of Island Point Lodge.
Hotel and B&B rooms have televisions, some have refrigerators and microwaves, telephones, air conditioning, daily services, larger and more comfortable accommodations and conveniences. The rooms in a lodge have the bare minimum of space, services and conveniences, a tad better than sleeping in a tent. Just a place to lay down and sleep, keep dry and warm, no luxuries like that of a hotel and B&B accommodations. The proposed formula is discriminatory towards lodges operated in the Petersburg Borough. The taxes for lodges is higher than the hotels and B&Bs in town. The transient room tax that we are going to charge our clients should be no higher than the taxes that are being charged in town. They should be lower.
In his letter, Stelmach said accommodations in town are taxed by the room and not by the person. By his calculations, the tax would be higher for three men staying at a lodge for 6 nights than it would be for them to stay the same amount of time at a hotel room that cost $100 a night in town. Borough Finance Director Jody Tao said she contacted local hotels to ask them what their minimum price would be per night for three people.
And the Tides Inn was $100 for a room without a view with two beds. The Scandia House is actually $160 per night, and for 6 nights, that's $960 times 4% is $38.40, so that's above the $36 for the lodges that he was giving the example for.
So using the 15%, like we reduced it from 30 in this ordinance, is definitely more in line with what the hotel, pretty comparable.
Yes.
Okay.
Mayor Jensen was satisfied with the measure, as were the other assembly members like John Haverlick.
This is less than we're charging in town, and also it doesn't account that, you know, they have a main lodge where all these people go in for those conveniences and have access to those. So even though it may not be in their room, they still have access to a lot of amenities that a hotel offers. I think this is more than fair, and we cut it in half from our original proposal.
Under the original measure, 30% of a lodge package would have been subject to the 4% tax. The Assembly passed the new measure unanimously in second reading. They vote a third and final time on it March 4th.